What's up, you guys? It's Unique here, and welcome back. This is the beginning. Shout out, boom, sound the alarm, sound the alarm. It's a celebration. Ow, 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 ow. Okay, so let's get right into it. So, summer is about to end, you guys. It's about to end. No. I hope everyone has been having a hot girl, hot boy summer, whatever you want to call it, all that stuff. You know, I've been enjoying my summer, you know, it's been vibey. So if you know me, you know, I say vibey, cause I'm from California, you know, okay, let me stop. But yeah, man, summer's about to end. And one thing I won't miss is getting bite by mosquitoes, getting bitten, getting bite. Hey, man, look, I went to school, I promise you. Getting bitten by mosquitoes. Right now, I have 3 mosquito bites. I got bit yesterday. And I was skateboarding in Brooklyn all day. I was skating my ass off for this project. And I'm just like, damn, like, can these mosquitoes, like, chill out? Like, chill out. Like, yo, you got me. Like, talk to your family. Let them know, like, oh, did you bite Unique? Like, last week? Or a couple weeks ago? A couple days ago? I just want to make sure, because I don't want to go back. They should have told you, like, yo, mosquito. I did. I already got her ass yesterday. So don't bite her today. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like mosquitoes need to be doing that, but they're not. They out here being reckless, and they out here keep going back to the same shit. Like, yo, chill out on my skin, son. Like, you need to back it back. Back it. I don't even know if that's a word. You need to back it back, because, yo, these bites are annoying. But at the same time, it feels so good scratching it. Like, yo. And I, like, rub it because I don't scratch it. My nose, because I don't want to get scabbed. Like, you know what I mean? So, but I'm just like, can these mosquitoes chill? Chill. Like, damn. They need to have a meeting and be like, hey, I already bit her the other day. So, you don't need to go, like, bite her again. Because, you know what I mean? Because I already got that. I already got the blood we could share. But none of that's happening. I feel like they're not even communicating. They need to do new people. Like, do the tourist step right off the plane. Like, come here. Like, hey, you near? I'm so happy. Like, let them get bit up. Because right now, me and a couple other people, the people who live here, like, we getting, like, bitten up, like, every freaking day. Like, we just out here just trying to live. Like, damn, New York is hard as it is. And we already, like, we gotta worry about mosquitoes. Like, damn. You know? But, I mean, I could keep going on and on about these damn bites. But, you know. Yeah. So, okay. It's the first episode. So, what am I gonna talk about? Am I gonna talk about how I moved here? I feel like I should save that for another time. But, we're gonna talk about... okay. So, since I've... moved to New York, since I've lived here, I enjoy plants. I enjoy nature. I love it. I've always enjoyed plants and nature and all that stuff before, but since I've moved here, I decided to be a plant mother. I feel very proud to be a plant mother, but it's hard, you know, because it's just like, damn, like, I buy you and I put you in my room, I put you in my place, put you in my little pad. And the least you can do is be grateful. Like, you know, like, these plants, like, the plants that I've bought so far, 5 of them have died. Like, 5, I think 5 of them. Yeah. Like, 4 or 5 of them have died. And it's not fair. Like, I'm out here going to these damn farmers market, I'm getting excited, and it sucks because I'm out here working day and night for this damn plant, like, being, and he decides, oh, I'm gonna I'm going to turn yellow today because you didn't water me today. You watered me yesterday, and you're supposed to water me on Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Like, you were supposed to water me at Tuesday at 11:59 p.m., but you did it at 12 a.m. Wednesday. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn yellow. And it's just like, yo, can you chill out? Like, I'm out here working day and night for you to live, bruh. For you to even get filtered water. Like, I went to go buy a humidifier for my plant. Not for me. For my damn plant. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, oh, I'm out here doing good. Let me get a humidifier for you. Let me get a filter. Like, let me get a Brita. So you can get that filtered water. Because I don't want to give you that regular, like, sink water. Even though they say, like, oh, New York sink water is good. But according to my plants, they bougie. So I got to give them, like, Brita water, everything. So I'm out here doing flips, turns, and everything like that. And my plants they're ungrateful. And I just feel like I just need to give them this talk. And these plants need to let them know, like, hey, Unique's out here doing the best you can. Can you chill out on the yellowing? Like, come on. Can you breathe a little? Like, you know, and I got nice sunlight in my little pad. Like, so I don't know what's going on. Like, if you are a plant mom, if you're a plant dad, if you're a plant non-binary fluid person, can you help me? I'm just saying, because this shit is hard. It's really hard. And I'm doing the best I can. I promise you. I promise you I am. I'm out here risking my life. Providing for my plants. But, yeah. So, I just thought I, like, let that out. Because, man, it's hard out here for a plant mommy. I know people who are just regular moms, like, who have kids and who have pets and stuff. It's hard out here as it is. It's already hard just taking care of yourself. So just you adding on to something to take care of it's wild. Isn't that crazy? Like, dang, you know what? Taking care of myself isn't enough. So let me add something to it. Like, for the people who wanted to get, like, you know what I mean, a baby, a pet, a plant, you know what I mean? So it's like, let me add on to my stress. A baby, a pet. I said a pet. A pet, a plant, you know? So it's really crazy. Or, like, your place, it's wild. So, I mean, it's crazy out here being an adult. And we have so much stuff to get to do. It is wild. I'm just like, man, no one told us that it was going to be easy. No one told us, like, hey, are you sure you want to be an adult? Because, man, it's freaking crazy, man. Like, you remember when you were, like, small and said, I can't wait to be an adult. I can't wait to be grown. Da-da-da-da-da. Now look at us. We're all out here crying, talking to our therapist, you know, trying not to say the wrong thing so they don't think we're batshit crazy. Like, batshit crazy, so we won't be in these places locked up or something. But, yeah. And that's crazy, adult life, isn't it? Like, we're in it. And for some reason, we have to, like, figure out, like, oh, okay. So, I got to pay rent every month? Or a mortgage every, you know what I mean? Wait, I gotta feed myself, too? I gotta bathe myself and wipe myself. And I also have to be kind to others when they're not kind to me. Oh, and I gotta make sure I stay in my lane, like, literally and figuratively. I can't crash into stuff. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. And I have to pay bills. And I gotta grocery shop. I had to clothe myself, right? I had to buy these clothes to clothe myself, because if I don't, I would get a ticket. it's wild. It's crazy. I'm just rambling on about like different stuff. Sometimes we will, these episodes will be all over the place, and then sometimes it'll be structured. I don't know. It's just how I am as a person, I guess. But yeah, just be just be ready for that. Oh, also, happy Black Pride. It is Black Pride Week. That is exciting. I plan on checking out maybe a couple things. Just a little bit of things. A few things. I'm very tired. Just physically, I've been exhausted because summer has been amazing, but it's been exhausting. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to check out this party. I'll tell you guys how it goes if I do check it out, to meet people or just be in my head and just observe. I don't know. We'll see if I go. Like, actually, okay, so have you ever, like, gone to a place and, so I would go to a place, right? Like, go out. I'm like, okay, this is a thing, Unique. Don't go over this amount, right? Like, you know, you gotta tell yourself that, like, as an adult, like, hey, don't do this. Don't do this. So I tell myself, I'm like, okay, you're not gonna buy a drink. You're not gonna do something just dumb. Like, spend something, for, like, just randomly. So I try to, or just like, oh, you're gonna, this is going to be your balance for like the, for when you're going out. Going out to a party. So like, oh, my balance is $30, you know, or 20 or whatever. Because I just feel like if it's 20, you could get at least two drinks if it's not a margarita or something. You know, if it's because I feel like you get, two drinks or whatever. So like for me, you could get like a little, you know, like, 30 is just like, oh, a nice time. So, yeah. But I usually, not usually. Sometimes I go over that. I go over that little limit. And then I wake up and I'm like, yeah. Go home feeling nice and stuff. Wake up and that account reminds you. Says, hey, remember when you promised yourself? When you said this, now look what you did. Like, you know, so your bank account is quite upset with you. And I just wish the bank account would understand, like, hey, you know what? You were having fun. So here's the $30 back. Here's the $20 back. You know, here's the $40 back. That whole thing. I just wish they would do that. Like, they would understand. You know, I don't know. Yeah, like, imagine, like, you're sitting down with your bank, account, like, hey, if you just understood what I was going through, I don't think you would judge me as much. And then the bank would be like, you know what, you're right, let me just put this money back. You just paid rent, so we're gonna put this money, we're gonna just give you that money back, you know? Wouldn't that be cool? But yeah, that's me rambling on. But yeah, so it's Happy Pride. I keep saying, but yeah. All right. It's Black Pride. So happy Black Pride, happy Pride. And I plan on checking out a couple events. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Depending on how I feel. But yeah, we're going to see. But other than that, stay tuned for the next episode. We got more randomness in store, more structure in store, more weirdness, more sarcasm, more corny jokes in store. So be prepared. And some guests, hopefully, get some guests on the episodes. I'm planning on that. But yeah, so peace out and boom, outro.